In Q4, prices have remained steady, Michaela. So the median asking price in Donegal for a property in the last quarter is 185,000. But overall, what that means is that in the year, prices increased by €10,000 from this time last year. But in the last quarter, prices remained steady. So what you would have seen was a lot of that €10,000 increase would have happened in Q2 and Q3 of last year, so the middle part of the year in the main.
And then that steadying out of the house prices in the last quarter, is that a sign of what is going to come now in 2023?
Well, I think what we saw last year was that we started the year with very strong and frothy asking price inflation. So back, if I was speaking to you back in, say, March of the year just gone, we would have been at around 12% asking price inflation. As we finished the year, that had cooled and slowed to 6% overall national asking price inflation. So I think what you'll continue to see in the year ahead and in 2023 is a continuing slowing of that asking price growth. So we're predicting and forecasting with Davy, who do the report with us, that asking price inflation will fall somewhere between 3 and 4% in 2023. So you'll continue to see a steadying of asking price increases that could be flat in some areas. So, for example, in Donegal, if I look at the last 3 months in Q4, those prices remained flat and steady. You could continue to see that certainly in the first quarter of this year. And there might be kind of minor asking price increases as the year goes on. But overall, we're predicting 3 to 4% increases.
And in terms of the number of properties for sale in the county at the end of last year, for the size of Donegal, 274 was relatively small.
Yeah, I mean, it's comparable to other parts of the country. That was an increase of almost 2%, actually, in the last quarter. So, you know, it's good to see any increase in stock. But it's comparable. I mean, you know, it's a well-told tale in this country that we have a demand and a supply issue in our housing market, very strong and robust demand, which has been driving those asking price increases, and very, you know, poor levels of supply, not only in terms of construction, but also in terms of secondhand stock and rental stock, as we know, coming to the market. So that kind of number of properties would be very comparable to other counties in the market, and Donegal wouldn't be unusual in that. But it is low, and this is the issue in this market. We need to see more from the government in terms of increasing the supply of all levels of stock coming to the market, affordable, social, rental and private properties for sale.